Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a Locker Room production.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Welcome to the Sorry We Love Football Locker Room Escapade. Or do we want to call it adventure? I heard some Ringer dudes saying locker room experience. We can't say experience anymore. That's been taken. Jamel, Danny, what are we calling this thing?
Well, it's the Swilf Sports Beat Off right now.
Swilf Sports Beat Off. Damn, it's right in front of my face.
Yeah, dude, we're Swilfs.
We're sorry we love to fuck.
Footballs.
So the most important news from over the weekend, did you guys see that Michael Vick ran a verified 4.7 40 this past weekend at some charity event?
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's 40 years old and he's still a fucking freak.
That's awesome.
I love that you're still proud of Michael Vick. He has not been an Eagle for many years. Didn't do anything for you guys.
I'm proud to be... Beyond his Eagles run, there's a lot to be proud of. The dude is great.
Yeah, I'm proud of any black man who returns from prison.
And exactly. A changed man.
Still intact.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You don't know that. You don't know how fully intact his parts are.
This is true. I don't know what fully took place, but you know. Came out, rehabilitated, pupils dilated.
Still fast as fuck.
Would you, if you were in prison, would you, and you saw Michael Vick there, would you be scared? Would you want to talk to him? Like, what would be the dynamic?
I'm talking to him immediately. I'm like, yo, dude, we fucking loved you on the block. I played with Daryl Overton's little brother.
And he's like, oh, sick, for sure. What are you in for? And you're like, I killed six people.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how you got to get in prison first.
Cannibalism.
Wait, all right. So you're stealing bodies and eating them.
Yeah.
But I was watching Falcons games the whole time.
Hold on, let me get the guys in here.
Get yeah, the we guys got, up this here.
Is, hey, we I got
mean, Randy. We got guys.
Look, Randy and I are head-to-head in a championship NBA basketball fantasy match right now. It's amazing.
I want to just go on the record that I love basketball more than football. Mm-hmm. But Dan always finds a way to mention basketball on the show.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I mean, nothing. I'll just be trying so hard to not talk about basketball. Then you're like, yo, you seen the Clippers? Shit.
We are in there, though.
Nah, I'm proud of both of you gentlemen. Just beating Marty is a feat in itself.
Oh, man, Marty went down brutal, dude. He put Portis late scratch, and then he didn't have Sabonis off the IR. Those two things. Costly.
Combo, what's going on, man?
Hey,
Master Kungle's in the house. Let's talk about the Aaron Rodgers apocalypse. Danny, I know you have a healthy take on this one. What are you thinking there?
I you know, it's splitting us all into sides. Some people think he's a baby. Some people think he's a working class hero. He's breaking the wheel. If there are any Game of Thrones fans out there, I am pro Aaron Rodgers. I don't give a shit. Come to the AFC West. Settle your old ass, your Jeopardy hosting ass down right in Drew Locke's chair and come at the real king, Patrick Mahomes, twice a year. America wants to see it. But I think he's totally right. Gutekunst basically gave him a big fat fuck you last season and then followed it up with another fuck you in the first round of this draft. I mean, you know, at a certain point, you can't just buy the corporate bullshit that the boss is always right, that you're just that you're lucky to have a job. Fuck that shit. It's Biden territory now. Workers unite.
Yeah, you know I'm with A-Rod in all matters. Definitely trying to figure out how to get him down the highway. It's worth everybody except for Chase Young and McLaurin. Whoever else you want is on the table.
I got to go with the baby route here. Yeah, look, I know when you stack everything in a row, they've drafted defense time and time again in the first round and a quarterback in Jordan Love 2 years ago or whatever. But it's not like they drafted nobody. It's not like they're not trying to improve the team. What do you think, a first-round pick is just – they're just jacking off in this guy's face? Dude, they're trying to make the team better. They got the coach McCarthy fired. They hired LaFleur for Rodgers. They've gone 13-3 two seasons in a row. They've made the NFC Championship both times. He has an all-pro receiver. He's the MVP of the league. This seems like it's about that he just doesn't want to live in Green Bay anymore.
Yeah, dude, but it's over, man. Kevin Durant time. I'm getting
out. Well, I tell you what, I was up late last night. I found worms in my stool, and now I'm trying to shit those fuckers out of my shit pipe right now. All the worms in my anal region and my shit in my asshole. Trying to
ladies and gentlemen, Fred Norris has joined right the program.
I'm shitting all the worms out of my shitter pipe into the shithole toilet, shitting on my shit.
I guess he thinks it's funny. Man. I mean, I suppose that, like, it's sort of like in the early days of what was that app where everybody was just jacking off in front of each other?
Ooh.
Chat Roulette.
The
early days of Chat Roulette. It's just finding a new way to troll, you know? Much respect to people like that who take time out of their busy, busy schedules to figure something like that out.
Yeah, dude.
I thought he was commenting on the Rodgers situation and there were worms.
Fred might have seen it.
Shit.
That's I was thinking maybe I misinterpreted what was going on. I thought it's one of those things where you go from chat, you know, locker room
Danny,
chat
you were
to
right.
locker room chat.
You were absolutely right, Danny. The guy was trolling us. He is a maniac and
I've encountered Worm Man. He doesn't have a second move yet. He just does that and just expects to be, like, kicked out of the room. And then you just kind of let him talk. You see what he's got next. He still hasn't developed a crossover.
Whoa. What is he's shown up before?
Yeah, I've seen him in another room talking about shit and worms.
Okay. All right.
What's the master plan? Like, what does he lay down at night thinking is happening? You know, he's like, I'm just fucking, I'm breaking the system.
I think he sees the future, and he said in his mind, in 15 years, somebody's going to make a locker room documentary, and he's going to be a big piece of it. So he's playing 40 chess.
He's playing the long game.
I see. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Always be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, give you a gem for that one.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the GM of Green Bay is just soberly answering questions like, we're going to fix this situation. We're committed to Aaron. We feel like we're close. Like, where do you guys come off on this dude? Is it just like, we're just on Aaron's side because he's Aaron Rodgers? Like, where... I don't understand why you guys just love that he's blowing up their whole show.
Because who cares?
Yeah, that would be – I would say because who cares, but I'm surprised that that's the majority opinion right now. I thought everyone cared about, like, tearing up a franchise. I thought that meant so much to
people.
Yeah,
it's like –
that's just stuffy shit.
I know we've talked about basketball, and it comes up because there are parallels where the stars of that league – whole shit like this, and now we're going to see the quarterbacks of this league starting to kind of do it a little bit too, and it feels like we're all just 100% player empowerment, and we don't care about anything else.
Yeah, I support that. Put me down for that. Yeah.
Well, you just can't get
him 10 years, man. And he gave him a ring, man. And you know, they tried to improve the team by making him really mad.
Sorry, go ahead, Randy.
What did they do to make him really mad?
Well, just like never draft a skill player.
Drafting his replacement, and he's 37. And Tom Brady is hanging around the league, you know, still winning Super Bowls at 43. Aaron's basically the same kind of guy. He feels like he can hang around for a long time. And it's just like, nope, 37. Yeah. You're gone. You're old news.
Right. Yeah, the Andrew Luck situation, right? I mean, Peyton, there's always a younger QB. It's weird.
Peyton was coming off, like, all of these crazy neck surgeries, and they were worried about – and they were wrong because he came back and played better than he ever had. But they were taking a bet on, hey, let's just get his replacement while we have an excuse to get rid of him. With Rodgers, there's not really a built-in excuse. He's the fucking MVP currently.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I just feel like it's the franchises do it, and you know, it doesn't hurt. Where would he go? Do we know what, like, is San Francisco on the table, or is anywhere on the table?
It's not, because Kungle's boys traded up a ransom to get the guy they always wanted, Trey Lance.
Oh, and so, okay.
They're off the table. Just brilliant smoke screening in that three spot, by the way, by Shanahan. But now he wants to go to either Denver or Vegas.
Oh, okay. Wow, Denver, just like Peyton. John Elway talking to him?
I think that's what he likes about it. He said that. He said that he likes the idea that he's got a guy who's been a quarterback, who was an old dude who won Super Bowls. I think that's the appeal. Plus, they've got a ton of weapons.
Yeah.
They just drafted specifically because I think they think they're going to get Aaron Rodgers, so they tailored their draft around that. Solid defense. I mean, I can see it. I don't think they have a chance even with him, but still.
That put him in your guys' division, right?
Yeah, you know, I fear nothing. Yeah. I just can't fear any type of movement against Mahomes.
I feel that. Damn. Yeah, I mean, I would understand if he wanted to jump ship, though. Didn't what's his name play for the Rams? Unitas? Or am I off on that?
Johnny Unitas?
Yeah, I feel like he's something crazy like that.
Jamel, check your sports almanac.
Hold up, man.
I think Unitas played for the Colts.
No, for the Colts, for sure. But, like, you know, aren't those guys, you know, Akeem on the Raptors type moves? I'm not even saying that Rodgers would be as bad as Akeem, but.
It seems like Denver is the choice option, but I have a fake trade that I think could work. Houston sends Deshaun Watson and 2 firsts to Green Bay for Rodgers. Who says no?
Are you allowed Houston to send Deshaun Watson?
Why wouldn't Houston do it? They have a guy who has said, I'm never playing for this team again.
So you just swap two guys who are mad at their teams, but you send Aaron to a dreadful situation.
Which he deserves, in a way.
If I were Goody, the Packers GM, I would definitely smash the button on that trade, but I don't think that Aaron Rodgers would leave without some kind of, you know, he has like a no trade clause or something like that, right? He's got to have protections. He's a smart guy.
Sure. Well, why couldn't you just go to Houston as like a stopgap, blow up that situation, and then just go wherever you want after that? Just get
out
of Green
Bay. That's what you think Aaron Rodgers is? He's just another Fred Norris who's just trying to blow shit up and cause mayhem?
Recently, he's not that different, in my opinion. I mean, dude, the guy made the first day of the draft kind of all about himself, which is a fun payback because he fell in the draft, even though that's not the NFL's fault. That's just the individual teams made that happen. So he has a vendetta against the draft itself.
No, you're not. What are you? How can you say the draft was about anybody but Roger Goodell, man? That guy was acting like a fucking nut.
Roger's the Roger.
You kid, he brought his fucking chair. He brought his chair to it.
The people wanted the chair there. The people loved the chair.
Cool.
That was like Which a third people? Tier. Yeah, that was not that cool of a move. It was really banking on the fact that we all thought that chair was like the star of the last draft.
He was like demanding to get booed. Everybody was just so happy to be outside. And he's like, come on. You can do better than that. Like,
I haven't gone anywhere in a year.
Yeah, because he was looking crazy.
I really enjoyed that.
See, we have two chair fans in the house because I'm one of them. And he would go and whisper to the fan of the team, hey, check it out. You guys drafted a fucking guard. And then go announce the pick. That's awesome for that fan. That guy knew like 5 seconds before anybody else.
And they just nodded. I mean, they didn't give us any.
I just love
like,
how he. Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to stand up and like do a quarterback motion, be like, fucking ruin the pick.
Right?
I just love that he owned how much everybody hates him. That's admirable.
But he makes it not fun.
Yeah, I know you guys hate
him. It's not cool anymore when you think it's cool that we hate you.
Yeah. Dad's on Facebook. Let us hate you.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. I loved it. Yeah, everyone does kind of. Alex Jones thinks he's in on the joke on some level. That's what's upsetting. Yeah, and it's like, no, you're not part of this. No matter what you do, you're not part. I don't care what Rogan says. But yeah, damn, I missed the draft. Was Goodell acting a fool?
He just came out a little hot. He was getting his BMX. Yeah.
Damn.
You think he likes it? He likes the humiliation. He loves the pain.
You think he likes to be tied up? Mel, who did the Washington team take?
Oh, we had a fantastic draft.
Really?
Linebacker.
Linebacker.
From where?
From Kentucky. Apparently Kentucky plays football now?
Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
It was like 6-7 dudes from Kentucky got drafted, like all defenders.
Wow, okay. Cool.
Never seen him. All I remember is Jared Lorenzen, who is dead.
Yeah, RIP.
Is that big boy?
Yeah. The 300-pound quarterback.
Yeah. And then that game against LSU, right? Where LSU, I think Saban's on the right side of that too, right? When they like have a Hail Mary on the last play of the game versus Kentucky.
You know, that seems to make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kentucky was on the wrong side of a few Hail Marys. That's like what their program's all about.
Remember, it's like that one where the ball bounces off of like two or three Kentucky players and ends up in the hands of an LSU player. Pretty incredible.
He's been down for something like that.
But, yeah.
Like, why are you an SEC team after that?
Yeah, what? How did they do last year, Kentucky?
I guess they did okay. I mean, they made a bowl game.
Yeah. Who did the Chiefs take?
The Chiefs didn't draft until the second round. We got a linebacker, which I guess we kind of needed, and then we got a center, and then we got another lineman in the sixth round on top of the lineman we drafted for, or that we traded for, and then several other linemen that we signed in the offseason. I think we want to fix the line in front of Patrick Mahomes is the play.
Danny, were you happy? I love Devonta Smith. I didn't really watch college football, but I did see the games he destroyed. I was so surprised that like Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase were considered so much better than him.
Yeah, it's just a size thing. It's not production. It's not anything else other than the guy is smaller than your average NFL player.
DeSean Jackson. I think it works so well for Philly.
Yeah, I mean, I've been, like, reading up on this guy because I'm excited for a pick, finally. They didn't outsmart themselves this time. We traded out of six.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hell yeah, that's going to work. You did what for what?
We traded out of 6 to 12 and were rewarded with potentially the best player in the draft.
Yeah.
And I've just been reading all the shit, and, like, there's all the scouts and the SEC other players are just saying that he's the best football player they've ever seen or been around. And
right.
It's just all excitement. And nobody has a bad thing to say about this guy.
Yeah, he looked like Randy Moss, actually, more so than Deshaun. Just so much better at football than everyone else.
Oh, he's kind of like has crazy body control and makes catches. It's not like he's a finesse player, even though he is small. So
yeah, and does Jalen have a rapport with him at all?
Yeah, they were on the same team for a while. They were both on Alabama first season. And they also drafted the center from that team who has some injury history, but it seems like they're trying to make Jalen happy, which is happy for me because I want them to commit to him for at least a season or two and see what we have.
Yeah.
Because there was some talk maybe you get Justin Fields or get one of these quarterbacks and kind of hedge your bets with Jalen Hurts. And, you know, that just breeds a weird, locker room or work environment. I've seen what happens when fucking Wentz and Foles are on the same team, which is brings me back to this 49ers thing. I know Kungle just split, but them drafting why am I blanking on the guy's name? What's the guy's name?
Trey Lance.
So, but they're saying they have all the faith in the world in Jimmy Garoppolo and he's their starter. It's just like it's a no-win situation for Jimmy. You have one bad series, everybody is calling for the kid to come out and play. Like it's so much pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo. It's just insane.
I don't think that's the – I think that's the reason they picked him because he only played, like, 17 games. So it's like
– Trey Lance did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like understood he's not playing at all this
but when
year.
You use the third-round pick, he's from North Dakota State. When you use the third overall pick, it's rare people will really wait a full season or two to play the game.
I got to tell you, I also – extremely dislike taking the third person at the position at third overall. I don't
agree with that too. Yeah.
I'm just like, the chances of this being like a Rivers Manning, like Roethlisberger situation, Elway to Marino. I mean, like, look, why Chip? I don't know. We're so obsessed with quarterback. I don't know. I just believe in like that. But I also have just been around like Ravens championships and stuff. I don't have too much respect for the quarterback, unfortunately. You can just
even
like,
though your favorite
they can have a bad
game.
Right. For sure. but like, I mean, he's also never been like, I don't know. Even when he had the good offenses, they didn't win. It was always when they had like the really good D.
That's a great point. I mean, and like you're saying, he wasn't some top draft pick guy.
So. Right. Exactly.
So that makes me think about the second quarterback who was picked, because Trey Lance seems to have way more physical attributes. I know he doesn't have the games played. He only, like Danny said, he only played like 17 games total in college. But Zach Wilson, who looks like an actual child, is now the Jets franchise. Undisputed, too. They're not like, oh, we're going to play a guy ahead of you and like groom you. He's just the fucking man now.
Well, he's a Mormon, too, which I know does kind of well in the NFL, but when you see him, like, he looks terrified by, like, our way of life, our true American culture. There was a gif going around of him with a couple of the other guys who were drafted around him, and one of them throws up a gang sign, and he looked like it was going to hurt him, looking at, like, that he was going to go to hell, seeing it.
He's going to have a great New York.
Yeah, dude. That might really play a factor. Why? That doesn't even come close to, like, I don't know. It just seems like, and when you watch the Brady 6 doc, too, you just remember how many, like, franchises piss away their picks on quarterbacks for some reason. Just chasing that, like, I don't know. That it's almost like chicks digging the long ball. It's like, just get on base, dude. Just.
Yeah. Well, you know, to the Patriots' credit, they didn't reach. They didn't trade up. They waited. They watched the draft play out, and Mac Jones just fell into their lap. They didn't.
Yeah.
I
guess. And I wonder if Saban gave him a word, or because, like, is he good? Is Mac Jones good?
Yeah, he's accurate.
He's accurate.
Not like he just can't throw behind the back 50-yard, you know, spiral. You know, he's just like regular ass, white ass quarterback, but he's pretty good.
Yeah, and Does he have the reins, or is Cam at the starting?
Is Jamel making things in the oven?
This is me. This was me. Wow. I got kale. Damn. I had to get kale chips in before we started.
It'll be me eventually. I think my dog barked earlier, so we're all guilty of it. Okay, I guess we're talking about the quarterbacks drafted, and Brady came up. So Brady had a quote over the weekend about Julian Edelman's retirement and said Julian didn't actually retire, but he was too scared to tell Bill Belichick that he wanted to come play for the Bucks. Like, what is your guys' read on this?
Love that.
Can I go first?
You hate it? Yeah, sure.
No, I have no feelings about it either way because we've spent three straight fucking locker rooms talking about Julian fucking Edelman.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He's great.
Okay, fine. He's on the Bucks. You got nobody cares. He doesn't have to play that many snaps. He could probably just play 20 to 30 snaps a game. If it's third down and you need 6 yards, he's probably going to be open. So
he'll just do what he did his entire career, which is just show up in the playoffs.
Which is cool. Good for him. I was honestly a little upset that by the end of listening to Mel Kiper talk about quarterbacks for 2 hours,
yeah,
I kind of sold myself on Mac Jones. I was like, man, he would have been perfect with us.
Really?
Because
was he the fourth quarterback or the fifth quarterback?
Yeah, he seems like the most game manager. Like, he's just gonna do that, you know, regular like dink and dunk. I just need a dink and a dunk.
Yeah. Yeah, I should think more positive. Maybe they're all just going to be awesome. But, like, I my experience is, like, more often than not, the quarterbacks are a bust for some reason.
Yeah, I think that's usually how it plays out. I mean, you take a look at the history of, like, even the first guy being picked overall, that usually doesn't work out.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Like Sam Bradford, you know?
Because
like,
usually everyone they go had to a have shitty him. Team, usually is the reason.
Yeah,
Sam Bradford looked dumb as shit from the jump. Nobody should have been up like that.
Matt,
he
Leinart.
Was a Jimmy G. He was an attractive, and Leinart too. They were attractive guys. That's what doesn't work. Carson Wentz
Bradford was crossing.
Yeah. Speaking of attractive QBs, Brady Quinn is that his name from Notre Dame?
Yeah, he was up there.
Oh yeah,
he was a top 10 draft.
He was. And then like Johnny Football, and I'm surprised Baker is still like swinging. Honestly,
he's not that hot.
Baker's the best, bro.
What's that?
Baker's the best of us all.
Yeah,
incredible.
Hey, speaking of other tight ends, sorry, go ahead, Jamel.
No, I'm just he seems too small to be playing, and it's going just fine.
I was gonna say, speaking of other quarterbacks drafted very high, Tim Tebow alert this weekend. Apparently, he's gonna get a tryout to play tight end for the Jags because like Urban Meyer owes him a favor or something. Like, what the fuck is going on?
You know, I actually love that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Awesome if you got it going. Yeah.
Does people just train year round in case some professional sport randomly needs him to play it?
Yes, because God is telling him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, just loosen up, dude. Go enjoy your life. It's okay.
But seriously, if God was coming to your bedroom every night and telling you you have to make it in professional sports, otherwise the apocalypse is coming.
Yeah, you would go out there. You would go out there and you would do it.
Lay it on the line. Damn.
Let's take a trip around NFL.com. You guys want to do that?
Sure.
I'd love to.
I love giving NFL.com some traffic. It's one of my favorite things to do. Oh, man. Here's the roundup. The lead on the roundup is Broncos release backup quarterback Jeff Driscoll. Are they making room for Rodgers?
Oh.
Next story, please.
Patriots likely to decline running back Sony Michel's fifth-year option.
They suck, I mean, actually, at drafting. That's a low key.
Okay. Let's see. Cowboys decline linebacker Leighton Vander Esch's fifth-year option.
I mean, you know, they love to have a hurt white middle linebacker.
Leighton Vander Esch, maybe the last dude in the league I can think of with, like, one of those neck pad cowboy collar. Yeah.
Yeah, it proves they don't work.
No, they don't work. I wore one early in my playing career, and I realized when I took it off, nothing was different when you got hit. I thought it was going to, like, save my neck or something. No difference.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Damn. Were you ever afraid to get hit?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, everybody is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Live in fear of that, for sure.
Okay, Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Here's his quote. Everyone will know when it's the right time to play Justin Fields. Isn't he just supposed to be the one person who has to know?
Just play him. Right, yeah. Don't try to pretend like Andy Dalton can Alex Smith your completely different style of quarterback. It's not going to work. Andy Dalton has no fatherly wisdom to impart.
You know what was kind of disappointing about this draft? I'm, like, looking kind of through the selections. No one did the, like, crazy embarrassing reach. It's like they've all become too self-aware in a way where they, like, played it kind of safe. And, like, they're too close to the mock drafts. Usually some team stretches and, like, picks a guy who is four rounds supposed to be, like, picked later. But nobody did that.
And it's never worked. So I think maybe they're also just learning that that doesn't work.
They're just wising up.
And I mean, I think the other thing is you got to get a quarterback from North Dakota State in the first three picks. That is, if you have a chance, you got to do it.
Hey, that's the only other draft rule.
That's actually a pretty big reach. The dude only played a season in like two games.
Who, Fields?
Yeah, no, Lance. So what I heard about the Trey Lance, why he played a game last season was to, like, I guess a bunch of scholarships wouldn't have been eligible if they didn't play this one particular game. And he was going to opt out, but the only reason he did this was to, like, protect his teammates. And he had a shitty game. And obviously it didn't hurt his draft stock, but... So I guess GMs and football people liked that. Like, his moxie was good because he went to bat for his guys.
Yeah, they love that in football, for sure.
They really do.
Yeah, it just says so much from about his, not just as it was a man, but oh my God. Yeah.
Because football is war. It's not a sport, mm-hmm. It's not a fucking game.
It is interesting, Jamel, that football has like how war in the real world is changing is kind of like how it is in the NFL. Like, it's way less damaging or like way less obvious now. They've done such a great job of kind of masking the horribleness that's actually happening. Cause like real war, like it's not just battalions marching towards each other. Just like, this isn't 60s Smash Mouth football anymore.
Right.
But the end result is still like 35-year-old dudes who like have PTSD.
Yeah.
Does war have football commercials? War has football commercials.
They do scratch each other's backs. I'm pretty sure like the troops love football.
Of course they do. And also they bring troops to the draft a lot. They have the troops like read draft picks from their base in Kandahar.
Yeah, they do.
Yep. And then we got this salute to service every year where they got the cool camo alternates if you are into that sort of thing for your team.
I have a salute to service Dolphins beanie.
That's what I'm talking about. You would be the dude.
Yeah. I salute my troop, my Dolphin, my Miami troops. It's really more about Trick Daddy than the team.
There was one, I think it was like the 2014 like Eagles hoodie salute to troops was so hard and I never got it. And I'm so, I like will randomly search for it on eBay when it pops up in my mind. It's just, and then all the other ones have been shitty, but one of them was awesome. I'm going to get that shit one day.
They got the jerseys for cheap now, depending on which team. Like you could get a Jets salute to service joint for like.
Jamel, what's your white whale jersey, football jersey? Like the one out there that you've kind of just had in the back of your mind forever. You're just like, one day I'm going to get that official.
Football, that's a tough one.
Right, I agree. You got basketball?
Yeah, because basketball, you might actually have this answer. I know football is a little bit like nobody cares as much, but.
I feel like there's a the one I want isn't allowed anymore.
You know, which one is that? The Sonny Jurgensen Redskins.
Yeah, I can't have anything that says, but like
Yo, I got a RG3 joint that I'm very proud of.
Yeah,
sorry. Can't wear it though. Yeah, you're right. Can't wear it. Not worth it. Why?
It's not
what could be worth it about it? Yeah. I just like one of those old Kirk Cousins fan.
It's pretty awesome that my Michael Vick jersey that I wear pretty often is like one of not even in the top five controversial jerseys anymore.
That's mind blowing.
I know, dude. It used to be like the number one.
The Falcons one, I think, is still people would. Like, I don't think I could go into a coffee shop with the Falcons one.
That Falcons, right. That all black is actually unbelievably good, yeah.
It's really good. The Bengals, the Munoz.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool. That's one I always liked.
Well, wait, what about the Virginia Tech Vic official?
I mean, I didn't even know we could do college.
And just say it was a Marcus, yeah.
Yeah, get the Marcus and then pass it off as the Michael.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Danny, you're new into the jersey game. You have avoided sports memorabilia, especially like clothing, for your whole life. And I think you got a jersey, right?
I didn't get a jersey, but I did get everything but a jersey in the last year. And I got a new shirt, and I got a new hoodie, and I got a hat. So jersey's the white whale, I guess. Just buying a jersey is still sort of the one thing I won't do. It's a cool $100.
Dude, you have the safest bet in all of sports jersey right now. You have Mahomes. He's going to be on the team for 10 years. Usually buying a jersey sucks because it's like, this motherfucker might be gone in 6 months. That's not going to happen to you.
No, I mean, if I were to get a jersey, I would actually at this point get Chris Jones since we locked him up. That's who I want because Chris Jones, everybody's got them. Of course, I love Mahomes. Of course, he's my favorite player on the team. But everybody's got the Mahomes jersey. And most of the fatsos in Kansas City who didn't get the Mahomes jersey got the Kelsey one. And I don't want to be the dude who's just like, I only like the white guy, the white tight end. So I'm going Chris Jones if I ever buy one. That's the decision I made. But I don't know. I mean, $100.
Kelsey's Puerto Rican. What?
Well, he's probably got, I think both of his parents are like the whitest human beings on earth, but he's probably got like 1/16 something. He's from Ohio. You think Travis, I mean, maybe because he kind of talks with a little bit of let's call it a street dialect, which makes me uncomfortable. it kind of creates the illusion that he has some kind of other ethnicity going on, but yeah, I think it's just all confidence.
Oh, you got a gem for that. Jamel gave you a gem for that one.
Yeah, I give you a gem. I had to come off a gem for that one.
Why can't I give myself a gem?
Because that's ridiculous.
Jamel,
he just disappeared.
Oh, Danny just disappeared. Hey, that's okay. We can cover for him. Hey, while Danny's gone, quickly, the Wizards are in the middle of the third quarter, and Westbrook has 19 assists.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty good. We're up 22 right now.
Yeah, it's getting bonkers. Anyhow, hey, Danny, we've just been talking about football since you've been – welcome back, man.
Dude, I pressed some button, and I ended up in the sports gambling podcast draft locker room conversation.
Wow.
For one mid-sentence.
Hey, why don't you ask them to just raise your hand or whatever and be like, hey, can I say something? I want to make an excellent point. And then be like, hey, why don't you guys all come over to the sports – sorry, we love football sports beat off.
No, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in. I'm going to be like, there's worms in my shit. The worms are eating the shit and shitting.
Whoa, yeah.
You think they've gotten got yet?
I don't know. It's time. It's time somebody took those fuckers down a peg with their way more followers than us.
Yeah, well, you know what they do, which is despicable? They take podcasting seriously. And that's something I assure this audience we will never do.
Yeah, well, we have a day job. Sean Green does not have a day job. He got fired. He quit because they wouldn't respect the work he put in. But still.
I've thought about asking them to respect the work. Oh, hold on. You know what? I'm not saying any of this.
Yeah, we're not
going. Like Shane's going to track this down.
Yeah, so he's going to make a point.
I am the most grateful person on earth.
Talk so off pod.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers could get traded to the Wheel of Fortune? Can we do that?
I mean, they'd have to come off about $10 million per, huh?
Like, he wants to be Jeopardy, but they're like, look, Pat Sajak's getting a little old himself. Maybe if you stepped in here, we could work something out. Because maybe, I know you're good at Jeopardy for a football player. But, dude, you're not hosting Jeopardy. I don't know who gave you this idea.
Why haven't we talked about him and Tom Brady at the Kentucky Derby? Like, did they fight?
Because it's extremely embarrassing that, I don't know. I guess when in Rome, you have to wear the silly hat and do that whole thing. But it is so silly.
But it's fun.
Rodgers didn't even have like a Southern thing.
Yeah, man.
I would definitely like to dress up like a loser.
I would put
all the hats on, man.
Yeah, I'd come in there dressed like a fucking...
With a cane, man. Yeah, for sure.
Right, yeah, but Rodgers wore the evil bowler's hat. That he didn't even do like the traditional like Kentucky Derby get up. He went with like Odd Job. Only he's not a little person.
Okay.
Randy, and he slicked down his hair. He like gelled it.
Oh.
Randy, were you still in DC when Rob Gordon got into it with some like drunk ass like Kentucky Derby fans?
Oh no.
It was at this outdoor show in DC and it was like at a park with like a amphitheater, like seats, and like Rob was hosting, and then just these like drunk folks who were watching the Kentucky Derby came up, and then it almost turned into a race war.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like it was like a full on like they were like it was like real beef.
Oh boy, yeah. There's a line in the sand.
Yeah, it was a good one. This was like, damn. I want to say this was like 2014.
Oof. No, I just kind of got out of there, actually.
The Yobama years.
The Spurs are about to take LeBron. I mean, I don't know. I'm weary whenever, like, you see any of those types of celebrities down at something as notoriously conservative like horse racing.
Well, Tom Brady's right at home.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But wasn't Aaron Rodgers supposed to be, like, the hope for the other side? Because most quarterbacks are traditionally very conservative, God-fearing men. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, who's this, like, closeted atheist from California. And he just breaks every type of mold. And then he is playing the game at the Kentucky Derby. Who are you, Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
It's the olive branch. It's just, you know... Hey, Southern people, we can be cool too. We can do your kind of thing. We can eat grits and gravies.
Yeah, I'm getting married soon.
Is he?
I mean, any?
Oh, Shailene Woodley.
To who?
She's one of the stars of Big Little Lies, Shailene Woodley, who I don't find particularly cute, but I guess Hollywood does. So it
is
makes
she
it
the
less
one that
likely
had the son?
That he's. She had the son, yeah. So she was the one that got
the least
she got raped.
The attractive one, by sure. Yeah,
that's how I feel. But I mean, I wanted it to be somebody who was even more obviously a beard.
Yeah, cool. All right, I'm down for all that for sure. Yeah, I mean that would explain his liberal ties. Didn't he date Danica Patrick or who was he with before Olivia Munn?
He was with both of them.
That's like a real Tom Cruise roster. That's what's concerning about those rumors, for sure.
Went from Olivia Munn to Danica Patrick, which is so backwards.
Yeah,
and that was like that was GoDaddy commercial era Danica Patrick.
Which, come on, man, the biggest Danica Patrick fan.
Yeah, Anna Kournikova with Enrique Iglesias level. Damn. Nice. But yeah, it didn't seem like he was banging Katie Holmes, and yeah, I don't see him banging Danica Patrick, honestly. Bummer.
Shout out to Martina while we're here. He's just really good at doing cocaine. Continue.
Who's this?
Martina Hingis. You remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was good at cocaine?
Yeah, yeah. She used to get it popping.
Oh, I bet she did. Yeah. Her and Dustin Johnson would be a good pair.
That'd be great if Aaron Rodgers bullied the Packers into meeting all of his demands, get rid of the GM, sign him to a 5-year. $160 million deal, and then just right at that press conference announcing the signing, he announces he's gay. Get those last 5 years locked down before you tell everybody that you're the first gay Hall of
Fame
quarterback. That's
why he's so mad. He just feels like he's got to win one more before he can say it.
Yeah, he needs that last contract.
That'll be enough.
Yeah. Two, he's straight. I mean, straight to be gay.
You can't be a gay guy just losing in the NFC Championship game every year. That's bad for the
On
movement.
A side note, I don't want to sound like Mr. Wokey Man, but we shouldn't be saying things are straight when you're just like, chill. Oh, I'm straight. Like, what does that mean? Why are you straight?
Yeah.
Mr. Cis Man?
Yeah. Yeah. Now I think about it, yeah.
I have the Nick Lowe song in my head. You gotta be gay to be straight in the right, right? It's cruel to be kind.
Measure, yeah, gay to be straight. Sometime. I got you. I know what you're doing.
Thank you for picking me up. I couldn't finish.
Yeah. You also Rogers, shouldn't say when you're a criminal who used to rob banks or something, and then you finally decided to quit the life and stop working for your boss, you shouldn't call that going straight either. You're not doing that. You're stopping being a criminal.
Yeah, you're being gay, actually.
You're going gay. That means you're quitting a life of crime.
I like it.
Do you guys think Bill Gates, now that he's going to be freshly single, has any interest in football and is going to throw his big money sack around in the NFL? Or do you think it's beyond him? And this is to Bill Gates, is the NFL eating at Jujubee or Jollibee? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I can't say he's down for the pigskin. No. I think he's, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know. Yeah, that's also what does he do?
Well, he's a Seahawks fan because they're the Seattle dudes and Paul Allen owns the Hawks. It's
he's
not that far outside the world.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, no, I'm ignorant on him for sure. But yeah, who do you think? You remember that show on the ESPN? I forget what it was called. It was the running back was doing coke and stuff. And you hear about Lawrence Taylor doing coke. Who do you think's doing coke in the NFL?
Ooh, I like this.
Kelsey comes to mind, but I don't know.
I was going to go both Bosa brothers.
For sure.
Both who?
Okay.
Both of brother. Oh yeah, hell yeah, for sure. Who else?
Tyler Heineke.
Yeah, he definitely did some coke right before that divisional round game. I mean, I think he putting up the fight that they did against the Bucks defense, he had to be on something.
I bet D'Angelo Hall does. Is he still in the league?
No.
Okay. My bad. Who's that dude who got into it with Odell? Norman.
Oh, Odell. By the way, that's a perfect person on the list. But
You would think, but that he might be too like pure.
Nah,
I like
Odell.
Some random ass kicker, like Mason Crosby or some shit.
Yeah, it's never who you think. Or it's both who you think and who you don't think. All of them are doing coke.
Yeah. Is any chance Julio Jones is doing it? Like, remember, Santana Moss was definitely doing it. When he said he was, like, drinking Hennessy and shit, like, in the middle
of the game. That was Clint Portis, who I agree. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They Clinton were Wood Party.
A group of them were doing that.
Yeah, I think you were on the Redskins roster in the mid-2000s to early 2010s.
Yeah, for sure. You were getting it going.
Pretty crazy.
Well, some of the best are cokeheads. I mean, Michael Irvin. I mean, I would be surprised to learn Prime wasn't doing it, too.
Let's get this right. Michael Irvin was a crackhead.
Oh, okay. My bad. But, like, Nate Newton was doing it, right? And so was Haley, Charles Haley.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to go back to the early 90s, like NFL, you know, the best teams of that era, then absolutely. I mean, you can basically just put everybody on the list. I think even Trent Green was doing coke.
Damn.
Was it?
Or that was early
drinking 2000s. Lean?
Yeah, he was on lean.
Which is just like the wrong thing to be on in the NFL.
Yeah. That signing bonus was good. Yeah. He was feeling himself. Damn. Any chance like Joe Burrow?
Ooh.
No.
From like partying, you know?
This new generation, these millennials, they don't like coke as much.
Coke is deader than dead. yeah.
Coke is deader than Jared Lorenzen.
Oh. Whoa. Oh, man.
You know DK Metcalf has back. Some good vibes.
Yeah, because he dresses like he's one of the outsiders. And
like
then
he's
he
Dennis Rodman. Yeah, he's like a Dennis Rodman of the NFL.
Everybody dresses like a gay vampire now.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, if it's like they all collectively watch The Lost Boys and they're like, that's the shit right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Schumacher, that one dangly earring look says a lot about you as a player.
Unbelievable.
I like the guys who play with the, like if they have a really nice chain on and they play in the chain. And then that, I remember Aqib Talib snatched Michael Crabtree's. And I think they kind of stopped doing it as much once you realize you could just yank the shit.
Seems like there's a competitive advantage there just kind of waiting to happen with the chain or like the super long dreads. It just feels like it's a bad football move.
Yeah, the dreads are part of the uniform. I think it's the rule.
If somebody,
that's
like,
crazy.
All right, maybe you get penalized and they put you at the 1 yard line even, but you don't score a touchdown. If you're free to the end zone and your dreads are just smacking in my face and I'm within grabbing distance of them, I'm going to fuck it. I'm going to get a piece of that. And then maybe it costs your team 7 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know if I could. I feel like I'm just, like, I feel like I would grab, but then I would feel bad and I would let go.
That's why you didn't make it in the NFL.
My headphones are about to go out.
Well, we got 4 minutes. 4 minutes left.
Yeah. Randy Syphax, thank you for hanging out with us this hour.
Problem.
If
Thanks
you
for having me.
Mysteriously vanish, we will know why, but I hope you make it to the rest of the show.
Fax machine? What fax machine?
Yeah, tomorrow at 10.
There it is.
It's okay. Yeah, sorry. I'll see you guys.
I'll be there tomorrow, man.
Oh, yep. There he goes. The legend himself, gone. All right. What do you guys want to end on?
Well, what's the game for tomorrow? Tease it.
Tomorrow? Yeah, we're grading our draft, man. Grade your team's draft. Let's get lazy with it.
That sounds fun.
I know like exactly.
So, which is rare.
What are you going with, Jamel? Can you tease your grade for tomorrow?
My grade, I'll say this. It's passing, but we don't really think in those terms.
All right.
I kind of see what you're saying.
Yeah. Everybody passes in my grades.
But we're coming back strong with all the stuff, with all the crap, what we hated about the draft, mailbag, all that shit.
Yep.
We're doing it for real. We're back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So everybody who's just been listening to these locker room shows and has made it to the end of this one, you're about to get one of our real episodes, which is thoroughly researched and prepared for.
Yep. Real live sports journalism. It's not this bull crap.
A lot less of us being scared to talk because we're worried someone else is going to talk right over us.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just like, because you can't see. Like, usually if I'm stoned, but we're on a Zoom, I can look and see when someone's about to talk. Now you just kind of have to hear the breathing. Like, oh, his breathing changed.
And I feel like I'm on a delay because sometimes I can hear myself. Like, a minute into my, like, into me speaking, I can start to hear what I've been saying.
Jamel. Last thing, I know Danny saw this. Did you see Howie Roseman get left hanging in the Eagles war room?
No.
They made their third round pick, which was a defensive tackle, and he's clapping and going around the room, giving out pounds and daps and high fives, and he gets to one guy. And this guy was not having it. Tom Donahue, the senior football advisor for the Eagles, basically just mean mugged him, did not return the high five or dap, and then Howie shrugs and is like, what? Like, what's going on? And the guy just as angry as you can possibly look, stares him down. Danny, did I do that right?
It's pretty much, I mean, you could tell there was some heat going on for a pick that was just made, something like that, like some decision that this guy felt out of the loop on, and you know, it's like that thing where, like, your friends decide to do the thing that you're, like, vehemently against. Like, oh, let's go to this club tonight. And you're like, why don't we just hang out inside and just chill out and drink beers? And then everybody vetoes you. And then like, 5 minutes later, they're like, all right, we're going. Let's fucking get amped. And you're like, all right, sure. They want you to get excited for the thing they know you don't want to do.
But you all have to, there's one leader of every group, and you just have to listen to Howie.
Yeah, that's why we listened to Trump for 4 years, I guess. It's just going with the flow. I'm saying it's wrong.
Sorry that we had to end on a Trump reference. I have nothing left to say, and I will see you all next Monday.
Let's go. Sorry.